I believe the income tax is the chief cause of abortion. All taxes are socially destructive, but the income tax has way more than its fair share of negative side effects. There are many social problems caused by the income tax. But here, I will only attempt to show how the income tax causes abortions. There is no doubt that the abortion rate has soared since the income tax was implemented. But correlation does not prove causation. But there is a case to be made that income tax causes abortions. I am pro-choice, but I would rather not see women in a position where they have to make such a painful choice. The income tax was reintroduced in the USA in 1913. In 1913, very few women worked outside the home. A great percentage of the population was engaged in farming or shopkeeping. A lot of men didn't work outside the home either. The top rate for the new tax was 7%, and the bottom rate was 1%. If your income was less than $3,000, you paid no income tax at all. The average income was $800. You had to make more than three times the average income before you paid any income taxes at all. To apply that same standard to today's family income, you would start paying income taxes of 1% on your income of more than $150,000 a year. Starting in 1913, you had to pay 7% on any income over $500,000 a year. You had to make 62 times the average wage before you hit the top rate. To translate that into today's environment, a family would have to make $25 million a year before they hit the 7% rate. The new tax code created incentives for the government to raise rates and expand coverage. Once they had us on the slippery slope, they could tighten the screws. So in 2015, we have W-2 wage slavery with outrageous rates and near universal coverage. Today, almost everyone has to pay income tax. Ironically, the people who don't pay are the very rich. And the very rich are the people the government promised would be most heavily taxed when the tax was introduced in 1913. The income tax caused W-2 wage slavery, and W-2 wage slavery causes abortions. Publicly funded child warehousing, also known as the education system, is necessary in order for the W-2 crowd to report in to their masters and do the bidding of management for most of their day and most of their life. In this setting, children have a negative economic value to the parents and a positive economic value to the state and its friends. The state needs future W-2 slaves. That's why we have abortion laws. Either the government is too stupid to see that its laws are causing abortions, or the government wants the abortion rate to continue or increase so it can keep its income tax racket going. But abortion laws will fail because they can be circumvented for far less cost than raising a child to turn over to the state with huge costs to the parents and little or no economic benefit to the parents. In 1913, a child was a welcome addition to a farm or shop, and abortions were really rare. The modern parent looks at a child and sees a huge economic liability and a forest of rules and regulations topped off by student loans. A child on a farm or in a shop in a free market is a net asset by the age of 10 or so, an increasing asset for some decades thereafter, and also old age insurance. The people who are complaining most about abortion and birth control are the same people who support and benefit from policies that encourage abortion and birth control. That's what you do to yourself when you reject moral equivalency, logic, common sense, science, and math. That's what you do to yourself and your society when you live a life of cognitive dissonance and hypocrisy. If we really want to lower the abortion rate, we need to end the income tax, mandatory public schooling, child labor laws, zoning and licensing regulations, and all the other government programs that are feeding on our families and our children and the future of our society. We need to deregulate families. We need to stop berating and conscripting young people, and we need to start honoring and supporting our youth as they form new families that are the custodians of the future of the human race. Even for the unborn and the young, freedom works. Always and for everyone, slavery sucks.